Joining me in studio, as promised, I did mention that I'm having a special guest in studio, and joining me right now is Minister Pride. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm great. Great to have you in studio. How's the day going so far?
Busy. Uh-huh. Busy, but I'm really happy that we're almost coming to the end of the day, so I'm pretty excited about just getting time to rest.
Yeah. And how's the preparations going for tomorrow?
It's going great, man. It's going really, really good. I think the response has been amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what this new music is going to do.
Yeah.
Not just for myself, but even to the people as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now before we dive into that, let's talk about revival, right?
Yes, sir.
And I've noticed that you have been having this theme of revival.
That's right.
So let's talk about it. Why revival and why revival now?
Man, I really believe that, you know, if I can go back 3 years ago when the Lord blessed me with this song titled Revival, which is actually the theme for the album Revival Now, mm-hmm. taken from Psalm 85 and verse 6. It says, will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, there's a downfall in our lives, but there comes a time where God causes us to be reignited. Mm-hmm. And there's a fire that's coming upon our lives, and there's a fire, I believe, that's coming upon even the body of Christ in the nation at large. The nation has been going through a lot of dark stuff, man. And I believe that it needs the hand of God to revive certain things that have died and to reawaken certain passions that have died, especially to him, you know, mm-hmm. to God. And so that's really the heart behind the theme of the album Revival Now.
Yeah.
We don't want it next week.
we want it now.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now let's dive into, now this is an album launch. Let's dive into the songs within the album. I mean, you did mention that this song or the revival song, you didn't write it today or this mm-hmm. year, it was written a while ago.
Yeah.
So with reference to genre-wise, what can we expect within this particular album and also the message as well?
Man, the message is really pointing people to Christ, man. You know, rest in peace, Dr. Hage Geingob. You know, 2022, he declared that, you know, it was a year of revival. And that's when God dropped this song in my spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked with a lot of good people on this project. This is Namibian gospel music to the world.
Yeah.
And the message, again, like I said, it's the message of hope. It's the message of Christ. We have some really dope songs, bro. We've got some really, really cool songs. Some fused with, you know, our local vernacular language, of course, with English. So it's contemporary gospel, mm-hmm. but we've tried to fusion it and to fuse some Oshiwambo, some Oshirero in there, you know, just to really make it authentic and make it appealing to the Namibian audience. But I really believe that it's something that as Namibians and lovers of gospel music, it's something that they should look out to and should be proud of, mm-hmm. that we're able to do such music at such level. I mean, it's live. I'm talking like the whole band, mm-hmm. singers and everything. So we try to really do like you know, like a international standard. We try to live because we see what the South Africans are doing.
Yeah.
We see what the Nigerians are doing, and you know, if they can do it in their homes, why can't we also bring a certain standard in our own homes? So yeah.
Exactly. And one thing I always look forward to your music is the arrangements. Now, I must say, in the land of the brave, and I can say this confidently,
amen,
I don't know anyone that arranges music the way you do it.
Wow.
I'm always thrown. I'm just like, wow.
Man, we give glory to God, bro. I like I said, I've worked with some really amazing people, man.
Yeah.
I worked with the likes of Wayne. He's mm-hmm. actually the producer of this album.
Okay.
I worked with Eames. I worked with Pew. Mm-hmm. I also worked with for visuals. I worked with Match Beats.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, Match Beats did the visuals for this, and so I mean, it's a collective, man. And again, the songs I wrote myself, you know, with the help of my producer, but it's a collective of different powerhouses within the Namibian gospel creative space, mm-hmm. and so I'm really just humbled to have been able to put this project. Took 3 years to put out, man.
Wow.
We recorded this in 2022, uh-huh. and it took about 3 years to really try to put it together.
Wow.
Because of some technical, you know, some differences and stuff, but I'm glad mm-hmm. we are actually releasing it now.
Exactly. And this mm-hmm. is happening tomorrow. That's
tomorrow,
Saturday, the 7th of June. Now, if we'd like to be part of it and would like to experience the launch of that is your new album Revival Now, How can we be there? How can we support?
Yeah, man. So tickets are readily available at Pick and Pay store.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Pick and Pay store. You can get at web ticket.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can get your ticket there. Tickets are available for 150. Gets you in. 150 is the general admission,
mm-hmm.
and then 290 is what Franklin calls it, the holy combo.
Yeah. I love the promo, by the way, yeah, man.
Franklin calls it the holy combo. So it gets you into this concert and gets you in, walk away with a project on a USB. Mm-hmm. We're doing that because, you know, so many times artists like to put their stuff online already.
Yeah.
And I'm choosing to go the other way, you know. Yeah. I'm choosing to go a different route. Even eventually we're going to put the songs online.
Yeah.
But I felt like this particular sound needed to resonate within our people first before we can export it anywhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that is fantastic. So it's happening tomorrow.
Yes,
doors open at 4 p.m.
Doors open at 4 p.m. 5 o'clock, we start.
Okay.
There's no African time.
Yeah.
No. We don't want you to be fashionably late in the presence of God. No. So we start on time at 5 o'clock. And then by 8 o'clock, we're done. We wrap up. And yeah, so it's going to be a great time in the presence of the Lord. I believe that, you know, when people come to this experience, they are going to really encounter the presence of God. And also, I must mention that, you know, I have some people that are assisting me. I've got my sister Mbasha.
Mm-hmm.
I have Udochi, Dr. Udochi, who's going to be. I'm also have Meme Manda. Mm-hmm. Memanda Gabriel is going to be part of it as well.
Okay.
And Zasha, my little sister Zasha, is going to come and bless us as well. So it's a jam packed concert, but we really are looking forward to just soaking ourselves in the presence of God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You heard it right here. If you'd like that revival, not next week.
Now.
Make sure to be there. That is Saturday, 7th of June, tomorrow. Doors open at 4. Don't be fashionably late. Event starts at 5 p.m. exactly. That's the Cornerstone Tabernacle Church. That is 37. How do you pronounce the name of this road?
To be honest,
Promenaden Road.
Something, yeah. Something like that. But to make it easy for the listeners, it's right behind the village.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right behind the village. So
exactly.
If you go to the village restaurant, right behind it, you'll find a Cornerstone Tabernacle Church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with that said, Mr. Pride, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Thank you for having me,
looking
man.
Forward to it. I would like the Holy Combo as
yes,
well
sir.
For
yes,
myself.
Sir.
And looking forward for tomorrow and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You found it out right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. If you did miss the chat, you can catch on our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na. Keep it locked and don't you dare go anywhere.